Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 23rd of November, 2007. It's the birthday of the screenwriter Joe Esterhaz, born in Hungary, 1944, his home destroyed by American bombers during World War II. His family fled for the Austrian border, made it to a refugee camp, then to the United States, where Esterhaz became a journalist at Rolling Stone magazine, then broke into screenwriting. By the 1990s, he had become the highest-paid screenwriter in the country, writing scripts for thrillers mainly. He was once paid $4 million to write an outline for a screenplay, a job that took him about 4 hours to complete. He eventually quit Hollywood, moved to Ohio, and a few years ago came out with his memoir, Hollywood Animal. His book, The Devil's Guide to Hollywood, came out this year. It was on this day in 1903 the opera singer Enrico Caruso made his American debut at the Metropolitan Opera House, appearing in Rigoletto. He had grown up in the slums of Naples. His father was an auto mechanic. He tried to get the boy work in a factory, but the boy ran away from home at 16, supported himself singing at weddings and at funerals. For years, he wore the same suit so many times it started to turn green from mold, and he had to dye it black again. Started as an opera singer at an amateur opera house in 1894, built up a reputation in Europe and then around the world. By 1903, there was a great deal of anticipation for his American debut. He sang pretty well that first night in 1903 at the Met, and in the course of that first opera season, Caruso began to relax, and he sang better and better, and by the end of the season, audiences were going into hysterics. Less than 3 months after his debut at the Met, Caruso made some recordings for the Victor Company, and his voice had a quality that made it shine through all of the static in those early recordings, which helped turn the phonograph from a curiosity into a household item. And he became the first vocal recording star. And it was on this day in 1889, speaking of the phonograph, the jukebox made its debut in San Francisco. The word juke coming from a West African word meaning disorderly or wicked. Here's a poem for today by Daniel Sisko entitled Sleeping. Whether you think it's trampy or not, when we are not awake, we really are all sleeping together. Sawing logs, snoozing, getting a little shut-eye, some sack time, heading to slumberland, doing the blanket drill, the bunk habit, having a siesta fiesta, a pajama party, or just getting 40 winks and a good night's rest. We're all setting alarms, reading a bit, warming our feet, and spooning in, stealing the covers, hogging all the pillows, or taking up the whole bed, grass mat, hammock, or our bit of dry earth. Whether the satin sheets, fur, or flannels are on the futon floor or igloo ice, whether we are naked, nightgowned, or wearing what we wore all day, we have been doing this a long time together, a lot. Terrorists and tyrants, the embargoed, enemies and occupying forces within a few blocks of each other lay down every day, not only their weapons but their bodies, anger, and ideologies. They give up. They surrender. Not to overwhelming odds or power, but to being tired. They know they can't win against it. Something much bigger says, I don't want to hear another peep out of you. Now tuck each other in and go to sleep. Poem by Daniel Sisko, Sleeping, from his collection A Breath on Stone, New and Selected Poems. Used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Production assistance from Katrina Ciccola. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.